So in today's session of audio, I'm going to be going over some of these famous quotes and just to give my opinion on what I feel they mean and how, if my meaning helps you, you might be able to relate to it or just get some new insight on it. Okay, so the greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. That's by Nelson Mandela. So I feel that every time we may go through situations in life, yeah, we may fall, but if we rise every time we fall, then we can always dust ourselves off and keep trying again. But when we rise after we fall, we need to stand tall above the things we learned that made us fall in the first place. So if we can go through more life lessons just in seeing ourselves not falling before we get into something, then we don't have to worry about rising every time we fall. We already know how we're not going to fall in the first place. So that's that, to me at least. The next one being that the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. That was by Walt Disney. So that one kind of speaks for itself, because when people talk about a lot of things they're going to go do, it usually just wind up being just talk. But when you have actions and action plans in motion, it really begins to change the perspective of the things we talk about. Even though when you speak about something enough times, you do speak it into existence. So that's just another thing to consider. So next one's going to be, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living the results of other people's thinking. That's by Steve Jobs. Now, Steve Jobs, he's quite an interesting individual. But from what this statement just said, he does have some validity in his wisdom. So time is limited, yes. And we can't just waste our life living someone else's life. And when we learn more about who we are and what we want and what we desire, we learn how to live life pretty much just for us as opposed to the thinking of other people. So that one I give some good props to. Next one is, if life were predictable, it would cease to be life and be without flavor. Now that's by Eleanor Roosevelt. So life being unpredictable, yes, it can be a beautiful theme, because no matter how much we prepare, we can always allow something to happen to be testing our strategy on how we can be unprepared, you know, thinking on the fly in a sense. So if every day we go through life just knowing every move we're going to make before we make it, it's not going to have much excitement or points of education or things we can learn from other people, because you're going to plan your interactions. So, yeah, sometimes it's okay to be a little unpredictable and add a little flavor and spice to your life. Next is going to be, if you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. And that was by Oprah Winfrey. So that's pretty powerful, because the more we acknowledge that the things we do have and the things we have attained in life, the more we realize we have a lot more than what we don't have. But to keep looking at other people's lives and living through other people, or try to live for the thinking and views of other people, then you realize you may not have enough, then, or what you don't have in life, then you feel like you never have enough. So in the end, just appreciate the little things and the big things that make bigger differences. Next is, if you get your goals ridiculously high and it's a failure, you will fail above everyone else's success. James Cameron. It's kind of easy, because you never want to set your goals so high that you can't even see yourself reaching them. Otherwise, when you fall from setting yourself up for that high, then you fall below everyone else. So I like to say that high hopes sometimes equal a fast fall. So don't set your hopes too high, because that fall is pretty fast and it's pretty high up. So this one might be the last one, depending, is, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, by John Lennon. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. That was kind of confusing to me, because it makes it seem like the more time you spend planning, the less time you enjoy living life. But at the same time, you can plan for some parts of your life while still trying to enjoy life. So don't spend too much time planning. Spend more time enjoying. So that way everyone has the same opportunity to plan for the enjoyment of their lives and look forward to the enjoyment of planning for their life. Sounds good, at least. Well, that's going to be the first segment for now. I might put some more out later. But please, if you guys have any comments, concerns, please feel free to send me a voicemail link or email, voicemail, whatever kind of message you want to send. Please, I'll be more than happy to hear it. Take your insight, your input. If you got some topics you want me to discuss, just let me know. Thank you for listening, and love to keep you guys coming along for the next one. Have a wonderful day. Okay, welcome back. So today we're going to be going over some of the most famous quotes said by people that we may or may not know. The first one on the list today is going to be, spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. Now, to me, I personally feel like every person we interact with was supposed to leave an everlasting impression. That's why some say first impressions are meant to be everlasting impressions. So if you leave a good impression on someone's life, then when they meet you for the first time, they leave a little bit happier, feeling as if they met someone that is, I don't know, make them not feel so alone or just make their life feel a little more clearly understood, you know, different perspective on things. So that's something that we all should take into consideration, especially more so nowadays since everything is social distancing and everyone has to be 6 feet apart. It's kind of hard to have that same feeling of leaving happier when we're too concerned about even approaching one another, which makes it kind of stupid, but made to each their own. So as long as some people can still leave happier when they're interacting with you, whether 6 feet apart or just hand in hand, we should all be able to spread that love around again. Now, next one being that when you reach for the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. That's by Franklin D. Roosevelt. So what I mean, that means to me is that when you reach the end of your rope, so that can go as far as you reach the end of your rope, meaning your patience, meaning you've tried different techniques to try to get something to work and it doesn't work, or however you may see it. So when you tie a knot at the end of it, it gives you an opportunity to like, okay, I made it this far. I got a good grasp of it. Let me hang on to the idea as opposed to falling back or trying something new and or trying to alter whatever I made me get to this point. So that's pretty relevant. I can see that. Next one being that always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. So the thing about that is we're actually all the same, but we're just unique by the things we're allowed influence us. Like, for example, if we allow more of the social media or the more of what our close immediate friends group feel and do, that's pretty much going to influence us to be more like them. Meanwhile, we can still be unique at the same time. So we always going to remember that we're absolutely unique, just like everyone else, and treat everyone as unique, you know, the same kind of kindness you would want, give to them. Next. That was by Margaret Mead, by the way. Next one is going to be, don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. That's by Robert Louis Stevenson. Now, that means to me, it's like every person we interact with, it's kind of like planting a seed. You know, the more attention we give the seed, the more essential needs we put our part in towards the development of that seed, we go from a seed to like a little plant to something bigger than that. So when it comes to the effort we put into any kind of work, it's like planting a seed. Whether it be meeting people, trying new services, trying new foods, trying new ideas, small seeds, and they give us a plant of knowing something new. So enjoy that. Next one being, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams, by Eleanor Roosevelt. That's pretty clearly to the point. The more we believe in our dreams and we see ourselves accomplishing things, the more it actually becomes a reality. So the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Keep believing in yourself while no one else believes in you, and you may surprise more than yourself and everyone else. So that's something that it should be pretty relevant to a lot of people, because everyone wants to believe in their dreams. Next one is, tell me and I forget, teach me and I remember, involve me and I learn. That's by Benjamin Franklin. Now, these are some strong words, because people can tell a lot of people a lot of things. And if it's not something that's really, you know, cherishable or that really resonates within them, they're going to forget, which is pretty good. Like, you can talk to a person face to face. They can give you their first name. Within two sentences, you already forgot their name. Just pretty ironic. Now, teach me and I remember. So that same technique or that same example about someone telling you their first name, a way to remember that after they teach you their name, to remember it, use their name in sentences when you talk to them. Like, hey, Steve, how's the day going? Or hello there, Marissa, how are you feeling? Or, you know, anytime there's an interaction with a person, address their name before the actual interaction, get you to remember their name. But when on more other relevant things, when someone teaches you how to, I don't know, fish or do a new computer program or how to interact with people differently, that's something you're going to remember. But sometimes the things we remember, we do forget too. The last one being that, involve me and I learn. Well, you know, those saying you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Same thing with the teach me and I remember. So if I involve you in the things that you are going to learn or that I want to teach you, you're more inspired to learn them. Because it's a hands-on experience. It gets you right there in the act of doing it. So more of your senses are involved to get you to better, you know, relate and utilize your skills. That's what I think, at least. The best and the most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even untouched. They must be felt with the heart. Now, this is by Helen Keller, which is pretty powerful considering who Helen Keller was. The best and most beautiful things in this world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Because sometimes some people will say some things to you and it'd be really heartfelt and your response can't be described in words, or the sensation that's going on at that moment of the connection cannot be, you know, always relayed. But they can see you and feel you that it struck home, that the message was delivered and it was received. So I appreciate that insight because that's pretty powerful. The next one being that it is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. That's from Aristotle. It's Aristotle. If someone knows how to pronounce that, please let me know. But yes, it's right though. Our darkest moments, we must really focus to see the light. Because sometimes, like misery loves company, when you're down and out, it's easy to keep going down. Or when you have negative thoughts, it's easy to keep perpetuating more negative thoughts. But when you focus on the solution as opposed to the problem, you really begin to see the light and find a way out of any kind of darkness. So always see the light. Now, next one being, whoever is happy will make others happy too. That's from Anne Frank, which is true because happiness and love go hand in hand. You know, they're meant to be spread around. They're meant to be enjoyed. They're meant to be embraced. They're meant to be, you know, shared all around through and through. Because the more we have that, the more harmony and peace and the equality we can feel amongst each other. Unfortunately, with the whole pandemic, everyone has to maintain 6 feet apart and constantly have the unnecessary critical eye of, oh, they may be infected or they may not do this. Or it's just, that's unnecessary thoughts we put in ourselves to portray people, to portray other people who are just like us. And it's not needed. So, yes, whoever is happy will make others happy, even during this pandemic. They just radiate a certain amount of energy and happiness, and you can almost feel it, and you just naturally gravitate towards it if you are in that same atmosphere. So I appreciate that one. And the last one so far we're going to do is, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave no trail. That's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. So again, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. You know, travel the path less traveled, or make a path of your own. Because for those who follow the herd will end up where the herd goes. But for those who travel alone are not lost, but just seeking new paths. So those are very similar, you know, because in today's world, we always want to be with the fad and with the new challenges and what everyone else has got going on. That's cool and all, but does that really satisfy who you see yourself being or see yourself trying to be? Or is there anything you can learn from following everyone else's trend? I don't think so. Maybe some bits and pieces of information here and there, but overall it should be you learning from what others may do, but don't follow it too, because the knowledge you can take away from every situation will always make you a leader in the end. So those are going to be the quotes for this moment. There may be some more quotes later on today. Again, like, subscribe, follow. Feel free to share this amongst people, friends, and family. Also, if you got any comments, concerns, leave a voice message. Leave any kind of message that you need to get to me. I promise I'll respond back. Until then, have a wonderful day.